Let us pray. We await the coming of your love in new ways again to this world. Grateful for how always your love has come to your faithful and to your unfaithful as well. We pray that in the moments that follows, the living Christ may come again to us, walk among us, speak to us, and that our living will be in loving response. Amen. You know the Chronicles of Narnia? Of course you do. C.S. Lewis's fantasy series begins with four children transported into a land called Narnia and to the presence of a great majestic lion, Aslan, who with the help of those four has come to liberate this land. A white witch has turned Narnia into eternal winter, everything locked in ice or buried beneath deep, deep snow. Many of the creatures in Narnia are now frozen into stone. The others live in huddled isolation against the cold. One of them says, "It's always winter, but never Christmas." This is the gray, icy bleakness of a world in need of redemption. And here at the start of Advent, the season for expressing the deep longing of the world and the deep longing of our hearts, it is fitting to acknowledge how cold we have become, how the world seems locked in winter. Now, in the natural world, nature happens for a very good reason. Winter happens for a very good reason as our planet orbits the sun and spins on its way. It also tilts on its axis, alternating which part of the earth leans closer to the sun, which part is leaning further away. At this moment, our northern hemisphere is tilting backward from our star, so we live in a time growing darker and colder, and it will keep growing darker and colder, darker at least, for nearly three more weeks will stay way too cold for too long after. Until we are tilted back enough toward the sun. So winter is a good thing because life without these rhythmic seasons would not exist as we know it. Winter is good. And I say this as a southern boy who got dropped off in Michigan. But in spiritual and moral terms, this dynamic can be devastating. For there is a God whose love is like a million suns, whose face has beamed on us with delight, whose heart is a fiery goodness and a fierceness of joy, but we turn away. We lean our lives and lean our worlds farther and farther back from the sun. And though there has to be rhythm in the spiritual life, This isn't rhythm. It is something broken. We're stuck in the backward falling tilt to the dark and cold and what can turn us round. We are too much withdrawn from the living source of warmth and light and the greening and the growing of life. Holding back from the source, we are holding back also and inevitably from each other. We are curved in on ourselves. Loneliness is epidemic. So is cold-blooded hatred and violence. So is cold-hearted indifference. We exist in a loveless economy under constant political pressure to be more entirely and cruelly loveless. It is so cold. And you don't have to be religious. We don't have to be among the religious people to lean our lives, to lean our life together to the source that, named or not, is the love of God. And yet we pull ourselves back, further back and further back, and we grow colder and colder, so lonely and so cold. W.H. Auden wrote a long poem which he called A Christmas Oratorio, and he titled For the Time Being. Incidentally, he wrote it, most of it, in Ann Arbor, while here for a year as a guest, a professor in English. His own life was broken at that time by the death of his mother just 2 months prior and the loss of an important relationship. His Christmas oratorio begins in bleak Advent themes. It begins in the imagery we're looking at today. Darkness and snow descend. Winter completes an age with its thorough leveling. The prophet's stone, the prophet's lantern is out. And gone the boundary stone, cold the heart, and cold the stove, ice condenses on the bone. It would be wrong to suggest that what this is describing is all our fault, or that it's all of society's fault. That haunting line, ice condenses on the bone. Sometimes it happens not because of any system or person or our own mistakes. It's just what life circumstances can do to us. Misfortune, failures, sickness, our own or somebody else's, grief. After the breaking of the heart, so often comes the freezing of the heart, numbness, immobility, a hardened heart. Doesn't have to be anybody's fault, and it can last for ages. It is love. Love and only love that can change it. Sometimes the love of friends who are consistent and patient and just beautifully, warmly there. Sometimes it happens in the embracing and being embraced by a purposeful, loving community, as any halfway decent church will be. But good friends, good family, good community are far, far from the whole story. The story is that the source, that we've been pushed back from or leaned ourselves back from, that source, the fire of divine love, is leaning now toward us. God is fire. Love is the leaning forward of the fire of God's love. God's passion is that consuming. God's goodness is that fierce, and sometimes that frightening. It is moving toward us. This was the meaning of the coming of Christ to the world. It will be the meaning of Christ's return at the end, and his returning over and over again to the world's life and into your life and mine. John the Baptist said of Jesus, "I baptized you with water. He'll baptize you with Holy Spirit and fire." And Jesus himself said, "I have come to cast fire upon the earth, and would that it were already kindled." Is there some judgment in that word? Maybe. But most of all in him was the longing to ignite us with the love of God and the power of God at work and alive in the world. We are in the Northern Hemisphere, and therefore think of Jesus' birth as happening in the cold and snow, it being December. As you may know, the reason we observe Christmas in December is because long, long ago, some church leaders co-opted pagan winter solstice celebrations to give them a Christmas theme. But the convergence of Christmas and the cold turns out to be fitting. How I love one of the most haunting carols of this season that we sing. The text by Christina Rossetti, set to music by Gustav Holst. In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow on snow, in the bleak winter, long ago. Jesus was born into bleakness. Earth is hard as iron. A baby born to bring us fire, to warm and melt the hearts of the world. And the flame danced in the life of that child, danced and blazed as he grew. Joy, light, love, people who had been shut out gathered to him for its warmth. Those who didn't want it turned away or rushed to extinguish it. And the fire in him, in the end, spilled out into hot tears and blood. But God's fire leaned in still. And come Easter Sunday, it was spring. Let our hard hearts turn to that love and be melted by it. Let the world be warmed and brought back to life by it. And let our longing for it, our waiting and our expectation of it, to return in fullness, rekindle in us a brighter, burning hope and a deeper, greater love.